At KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, JD's got a look at today's news for us.
And in local news this morning, the Amador Water Agency Board of Directors will appoint a new member following the resignation of District 5 Director Art Toit. Meeting in special session Wednesday morning, the remaining four board members discussed the procedure by which the board will appoint a replacement for Toit. Now, the board will advertise the position for the next few weeks. Candidates must be a registered voter in Supervisor District 5, which includes Plymouth, Fiddletown, Shenandoah Valley, River Pines, and the surrounding area. Letters of interest will be due by November 1st. Now, an ad hoc committee will then interview the applicants and make a recommendation to the full board, which plans to vote on the replacement at their November 14th meeting. The appointee would then serve one full year until the November general election in 2020, which will determine who serves the final 2 years of the term. Now, Toy served a total of 9 years on the AWA board, first elected in 2010, last elected in 2018. Board President Paul Molinelli Jr. said he regarded Toy as a mentor and that, quote, his calm and level-headed decision-making will be missed. And Cal Fire and local Calaveras fire units rolled to a vegetation fire off Mason Road near Wargard Road in the Railroad Flat area early yesterday. The fire contained to a total of only 2 acres within 45 minutes of arrival. No injuries reported. What ignited the flames is under investigation. And Cal Fire, along with Amador crews, called a reported vegetation fire around 6 last night off Quartz Mountain Road in the Fiddletown area. When first units arrived, they discovered a large commercial wood pile on fire. The fire contained to the pile alone with no extension to nearby vegetation. The cause of that fire is under investigation. And also yesterday, Cal Fire directed flags to be lowered to half-staff at all statewide fire stations and offices following the death of Fire Captain Paul Rotondaro from the Cal Fire Madera Mariposa Merced unit. Rotondaro was killed in a car accident. And the Amador El Dorado unit of Cal Fire conducting a fuel reduction burn approximately 33 acres at the Sly Park Rec area in Pollock Pines. The project scheduled for today through Monday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, with smoke visible from parts of Amador County. Now, the purpose of this burn is for removal of highly flammable vegetation and other fuels under a controlled environment. This will help protect and reduce the risk of wildfire to the community of Sly Park and Jenkinson's Lake. For more info on Cal Fire's vegetation management, visit the webpage fire.ca.gov. And residents who live in and around Railroad Flat and Glencoe invited to a community preparedness meeting this evening, 6 to 8, at the Railroad Flat Community Hall. County OES Director John Osborne and District 2 Supervisor Jack Garamendi will be on hand, along with personnel from Calaveras OES, Central Calaveras Fire, the Sheriff Department, Red Cross, and other responders. Now, tonight's event is the latest in a series of community meetings that have been held to engage residents in conversation and to gather feedback to be used in creating local plans for disaster preparedness. And Amador Arts hosting the monthly open mic tonight, starting at 6 p.m. Held the first Thursday every month at the Amador Arts Center in Jackson, members of the public invited to come out, perform, or just enjoy the evening and the current art show at the center. Now this month, the Heart of Hope exhibit will be on display. According to Megan O'Keefe, Executive Director of the Amador County Arts Council, the monthly open mic an invitation to the community to convene, create, and collaborate. For more info, visit amadorarts.org or call 256-8166 in the Amador Arts Center in the Motherlode Plaza. And don't let the flu get the best of you. Amador County Public Health, Sutter Amador Hospital, and Amador County Unified School District have partnered to host free flu clinics, one Saturday, October 26th, the other December 1st, both from 10 to 2. Now, flu immunizations will be free for all people over the age of 3, and this year will not be available at school sites. So this is your opportunity to have your child immunized at no cost. Snacks will be provided. You can bring non-perishable food items to donate to the Interfaith Food Bank. So October 26th and December 1st, stop that flu from getting you. Just head on over to the Sutter Amador Outpatient Service Center, 100 Mission Boulevard in Jackson. For more info, 223-7500. And motorists can expect delays again with one-way traffic control. Highway 124 at Willow Creek, Mount Echo Road, east of Ione, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. And that's for paving. Motorists can expect delays 15 minutes. Should seek alternate routes. This project subject to change due to traffic incidents, weather, availability of equipment and or materials, and construction issues. And Ione Michigan Bar remains closed for bridge work. And that wraps up local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning. From the KVGC Newsroom, I'm J.D. Geedy reporting.